The brethren have already added somewhat to their many home cares by preparing a long bed of strawberries, in which 2,500 plants have already been set, and more will be added later in the season. A 2-inch water pipe has been put down, connecting with other pipes for the purpose of irrigating the plants. Sister Julia L. Sweet, 1890.
Sister Julia gives us some idea of how big the Hancock Gardens were. She also mentioned a watering system for the plants. Imagine the fragrance of all those strawberries when they ripened, or the number of people it took to weed and pick all of them. But just as in other parts of their work, the Hancock brethren use their mechanical skills and scientific knowledge to gain more fruit from their efforts. Some were especially talented at grafting cuttings to try new types of apples. Others were expert at growing new varieties of vegetables. And many sisters and brethren helped with the saving, packaging, and selling of seeds. And their humble work in the soil was a reflection of their spiritual lives. Do you find respite in your garden? Listen for a spiritual message in this Shaker song.
I've a spiritual garden to weed. It needs a careful hand to rightly sow the precious seed and till the gospel land. Then I will toil in earnest, the noxious weeds destroy, and in the time of harvest, I'll reap true peace and joy.
To hear about caring for Eden, press the green button.
Earnest, the noxious weeds destroy, and in the time of harvest, I'll reap true peace and joy.